97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. Big game tonight. Utah Jazz last game before the All-Star break. Same for the Philadelphia 76ers. And joining us now from the Philadelphia Inquirer, Keith Pompey, kind enough to join us. Keith, how you doing?
Hey, Keith.
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm doing well.
Well, good. Good to hear from you. We appreciate that. Is this team, you know, it's always kind of hard to gauge a team's commitment and desire to play right before they know they're going to hop on a plane and enjoy an All-Star break. Where do you think Philadelphia's mind's at going into this game tonight?
I think they're motivated this game because they're playing against Utah, the team with the best record. You know, Joel Embiid knows that he's going to go up against Rudy. And, you know, Joel wants to win MVP, and this is going to be a game that basically is going to go a long way in deciding that, going up against stiff competition. So I think they're motivated this game.
So you talk a little bit about Joel Embiid. You say that he may be motivated just to make a run at that MVP label. Huh? How close do you think he is to that right now?
I think he's close, and I don't think like that's the only thing that's driving him. And the thing about it is, like, when you look at a guy like Rudy, right? Rudy has normally shut him down recently, so I think that he knows that this is going to go a long way. But I think that the thing about Joel, he has to play against a lot of elite competition, and he hasn't done that a lot, you know. So I think that this one will help him out. Now, if he struggles, then I kind of think that it's going to go to someone else. But I think that this is a game that he has to make a really good showing in order for him to get the voters at the end of the season.
Now, look, everybody wants to be MVP and wants to claim that trophy. But is this something that is really, really high on his priority list?
You know, he says it's not. You know, he says that he wants to be the defensive player of the year. I mean, I don't even think he's the best defender on the team. Right. Yeah. But, you know, I think, you know, he says it's not, but it is, because, you know, last year he didn't even make all NBA third team. He didn't even make the all bubble team last year. And that, to him, that was kind of like rock bottom. Like, he didn't get those votes. He came in this year. He was extremely motivated. So even though he tries to downplay it, you know that he wants that MVP award.
Utah Jazz right now facing down the barrel of 1-3 on a four-game road trip just before the All-Star break. You know they don't want the back-to-back losses. You got Philadelphia, who has got a four-game homestand that they've run through. They're 2-1, looking at possibly 3-1. How important is it that they finish up with a win against the Jazz?
Well, this is big. I mean, you look at the Jazz. Right now the Jazz have a 3.5-game lead on the West, right? The Sixers are a half a game ahead of Brooklyn. And Brooklyn has a better team, you know, let's just be honest. And I think that they have to get this win. And I know it's early to say must win, but this is a big win that they have to get. I mean, they beat the Lakers at home. This would be a huge statement win for the Sixers to get this one.
Ben Simmons is obviously seems to be motivated when he plays against the Jazz, whether it's because of the Donovan Mitchell and the you know, Rookie of the Year and all that stuff. He had a huge game when they played here in Salt Lake City. Is this another game that you think he's fired up and ready to play tonight?
He is. I think his role will change a little bit, though,
yeah.
Because if you notice, he played center last time. He's going to be motivated. But, you know, the thing with the Sixers, and this is the key for the Sixers. When the Sixers have had all five of their starters and their six men, they've been very successful. When two of those guys miss a game, they typically lose, right? When one of them misses a game, they struggle mightily and it's like up in the air. So the key isn't just Ben Simmons. It's if Tobias Harris is going to play tonight. You know, because when Ben has 42, Tobias was a guy who had 36 in the last game. So to me, more so than Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris is, like, his availability is going to say a lot about the game tonight.
How important has Seth Curry been to Philly's success?
You know what? He's been struggling a lot lately. Early on, he was very huge for the team. Then he had he contacted COVID, had a positive test. And when he came back, you know, he was inconsistent. I mean, there was a couple games where he didn't score a point. So right now is a matter of them just trying to get him back into a groove. You know, I can't really say that he's been important to the success just because he's been struggling a lot lately.
Where do you rank Philadelphia in the East? Do you feel like they're behind Milwaukee? And I know you mentioned Brooklyn and their talent as well. Do you look at them as the third best team in the East?
You know, right now I haven't seen Milwaukee up close and personal. From a talent standpoint, I may have to give it to Milwaukee. But, you know, from as far as like Doc Rivers being a coach and everything, I'm going to give the Sixers like the slight edge over Milwaukee. I think Brooklyn is by far the best team right now. I think, and then it's like the Sixers, you know, edging Milwaukee right now.
What do you think about the Jazz and their current success?
Oh, I'm extremely impressed with the Jazz. I mean, I always have been. You look at this team, like, it's funny. It's like analytics on steroids with the athletes, right? And what I mean by that is they take a lot of shots. They make a lot of shots, right? They also have guys buying into their roles. And then you also have Donovan Mitchell and Rudy, like two all-stars. You know, there's a lot of this summer, everyone was talking about their relationship, would they make it work? Well, it's working well. But the thing is Jordan Clarkson. I mean, he's a guy that could go on, I could say, maybe 25 other teams, and he will be a star. And he's thriving in the six-man role. You know, I expect him to get, six-man of the year. But you look at this team, and, you know, it's funny. When you see him on television, you say to yourself, okay, they're good. But I was there for that game when the Sixers played, and in person, they're a lot better. I mean, they're a lot better than what you think. And the one thing that I will say about it is that, you know, some people look at teams and they say, well, what are they going to do in the playoffs? I mean, they're playing well. Well, I feel like even though they have the best record, they're still a little bit disrespected because everyone's still talking about the Lakers. They're all talking about the Clippers. They may mention Phoenix here and there. And I think that if I'm Quinn Snyder, you know, I don't need to really motivate these guys in the playoffs because even though they're going to have home court advantage, they're still going to be a team that people are doubting. So that's going to be a lot of motivation for them heading into the postseason.
What has been the change there with Doc Rivers, and how do you think he's helped?
Accountability. That's the biggest thing. He holds players accountable. You know, last year, there were players who came on record with saying, you know, we don't hold people accountable. You know, they talked about that. And I think the one thing that Doc did is, you know, Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid always talked about, oh, yeah, we get along. But you question if they really did get along. Like, I mean, you don't have to hang out with someone to be a perfect teammate, but I always felt like they were competing with each other for the headlines. And Doc Rivers has come in, and now these guys, you see them, they get along greatly. I mean, they seem to be like perfect teammates now. And all that's because of Doc Rivers. I mean, Doc Rivers has enabled this team to blend together. There was a time when Tobias Harris didn't know his role. He knows what his role is. Everyone on the team does. But the most important thing is he is holding players accountable.
Ben Simmons has attempted 7 threes so far this year. Does he have to pick up a shot? Does he got to pick up a game on the outside? Or can he be what he wants to be and what Philly needs him to be, what the league needs him to be, without shooting a three?
See, not in the playoffs. When the game slows down, guys are going to sag off of him, and he's going to have to hit that three. Like right now, I think it's a matter of letting them get it, you know, just go out there, play with a rhythm, have fun. But he has to develop a three. Now, maybe the Sixers can get out of the first round if they get a good enough seed. But I don't see them getting beyond the second round unless Ben Simmons develops an outside jumper and takes three-point shots.
You know, and we talk about what he's not, but certainly what he is. And I'm sure you've covered the league a long time. You're hard pressed to find a better player who can bring, you know, who can attack and transition more than this guy. I mean, that he is a freight train, and he finishes at the rim and is so explosive. It's just a sight to behold for sure.
Yeah, it is, and it's funny because like you look at him, and you know, we're talking about he's a freight train, but he's 6'10", he's 250. But he's agile, and he can also guard guards. And that's the thing that amazes me the most. It's like, come on, dude, that's a mishmash. Like, wait, you need to get off with him and get on a power forward. And then he's stripping the guy and going the other way. You know, so, yeah, the athleticism, you know, is off the charts. And he can do a lot of things. I mean, you look at Ben Simmons. I tell people, you know, if Ben Simmons, you know, was a football player, he would be playing in the NFL. You know, he's that type of athlete. He's athletically gifted, and he can pick up things. But the one thing that he does need to do is, and it's not really a knock. He knows it. He just has to open up things for his teammates in the playoffs. He's going to have to attempt more outside shots.
Did you feel like there was any hesitation from your couple of All-Stars headed to the All-Star game? Were they combative about it? Do they want to go or do they not want to go?
You know, initially, Joel said he didn't know if he was going to go, like, initially. When Ben made it, Ben was asked the question. He says, oh, no, that's my obligation. I'm going. I'm going. Yeah. So Ben's excited about it. Now, this Joel's situation is a little different. I mean, he's going to go, but his situation is different just because, you know, he and his girlfriend just had a baby. You know, he's one of those things. He was a little unsure of what the circumstances were going to be like in regards to quarantining and social distancing. And he didn't want to, you know, come back and bring something to the family. But, yeah, right now they're both ready to go.
Well, hey, we certainly appreciate your time. Great conversation. Enjoy the game tonight. And look forward to catch up with you again soon.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Good stuff, man. That was a lot of fun. Keith Pompey, Philadelphia Inquirer, 76ers beat writer, right here on the Zone Sports Network.